Be kind to your mind and smart with your heart. If you want a good day, that's a great way to start. We all live on this planet, so let's all do our part. It's our mission as Earthlings to reach for the stars. If you're here, then you're ready. I know that you are. And we're all gonna do it with kind minds and smart hearts.
Welcome to the Kind Mind Smart Hearts podcast, where we are now building our very own mom village. This season, we're doing things a little bit differently because if you've listened before, you know my brother Bryce was on the podcast. But this season, super excited because I get to talk to lovely and talented parents from all over who have learned all kinds of things and get to share them with you. And I'm really, really excited. And today, I have the, as I mentioned, lovely and talented, Jennifer Whedon Palazzo, to make sure I say it correctly.
Totally.
And she is from Mom Cave TV, which I know from Instagram, but it's actually this whole amazing network of moms. It's a website, a blog, there's videos. Thank you for being here. How are you doing?
I'm doing as good as a mom can be doing in these times. Thanks for having me.
And it's a Wednesday night for those of you who are listening, for us anyway. And it feels like it's been a very long week already. But yeah, we're going to have fun, I think. If you're on Instagram, which you are, come on now, you must check her out. She's got amazingly hilarious reels and also some very sweet moments sometimes too. She's super supportive of all moms. And also she has a really great kitchen, specifically sink.
Well, thank you. I'm very happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Because I'm currently sitting in the house with that kitchen, mm-hmm. and we had a pipe burst weeks ago. And so it's completely under renovation, but the kitchen's going to be exactly the same.
Okay. Well, I'll like it no matter what you do with it. But yeah, you've got great taste. It's amazing to me to meet Instagram moms and actually get to see so much of their house while you see all their reels and everything. And there's so many beautifully designed homes. But anyway, I love that she does some reels where she uses her kitchen sink extender as a microphone. So
yes, you have to have one of those if you're a mom, so you can pretend it's a microphone.
Yeah, for sure. And when I was a kid, we all had the ones that, you know, stuck into the side of the sink and you could put rubber bands on them so that when someone turned it on, it would spray them. But
yeah. My son has done that to me in other houses.
Oh, we're so lucky.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have two kids. Before we talk about it, how old are your kids?
6 and 11.
6 and 11. Okay. So what's the most surprising thing about motherhood that has kind of like hit you over the head since this whole journey began?
There's so many, but I was thinking about one specifically today, mm-hmm. and it was that I don't think I was, as much as I knew about being a mom and I was a nanny and an older sister and loved kids, wanted kids, read up about having kids, I don't think I fully comprehended how disciplining, is if that's the right word, maybe not, training your mm-hmm. kids is so much a part of the job. And it's not like a kid misbehaves every once in a while and then you deal with that misbehavior. It's the entire day you are helping train them to be little humans and to behave correctly.
You're so on point with that. And I think discipline is a word that parents are afraid of saying right now, especially because everyone's kind of moving towards a gentler parenting approach. But discipline literally comes from the word disciplina in Latin, which means to teach. So it means to teach. It's not like you're saying, I'm going to spank my kid all day long. But you know what I mean? It's like you're literally teaching them all day. Them. Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, it is. It's constant for sure.
And some kids are more constant than others, or in different stages, different ages, they're harder than others.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some are more sensitive than others. And so it's been a little bit of a struggle for me to have the energy to do all the mom things, like driving everyone to school and getting the lunches ready and being loving and reading the bedtime stories, but also being like mindful about how I'm training them in life.
Right. Because everything, they're watching you and seeing mm-hmm. what you do to do things, but then you can also directly teach them. But yeah, it's a lot. And are you at home with them during the day? Or I guess they're at school. I don't know how that goes.
Well, they go to school. Now they're school-aged children. Of course, with COVID, there was lots of at home. And it mm-hmm. seems like they have a day off every week at least. It seems like it.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I work from home. So that can be challenging. I try to do most of my work when they're at school, but you know, you always have more things to do. So
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, keeping up a house is a lot and having a job is a lot and having kids is a lot. So, you know, you're a super mom. So, okay. So you started Mom Cave TV. Did you start it with all the, I saw Bethany was one of the other women that's a part of it. Are there more that, is it a band of women?
The Mom Cave is humongous and welcoming. So anyone who wants to join is welcome. But I started it with, two other moms and a dad in New York City. I was an actor and we had an art director, a producer, another actor. And, I had made one web series, which is called Slummy Mummy. You can go and watch that. And that did really well. And it was getting in all these film festivals and stuff. So these other people started approaching me and saying, would you help me make this other series? So we did Double Leche, which is about awkward moments in nursing. Mm-hmm. And then that started going to festivals. So finally, the four of us who had been making all these things together said, this needs to be a channel. Mm-hmm. Let's make it a channel of mom content that makes you laugh and is fun and gives you a break. We're not Pinterest parents. We're not telling you how to do things. We have no idea ourselves. So we made it a channel. And when we did that back then, YouTube was the way to go. So it actually started as a YouTube channel. But pretty quickly, Facebook became the main place for people to follow Mom Cave. Some videos went viral and it just seemed like the moms around our age were more on Facebook. Now they're moving over to Instagram and some of them are on TikTok.
Right. But mostly you're right. Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah. So it all, you know, it became all of the platforms. And then we have people who are like guests, do guest posting. And some people who come on, like Bethany, was someone I just had interviewed on our Mom Cave Live show. And she was so interesting. And she happened to mention she always wanted to do a show interviewing celebrity moms. And that she had connections from her work, that her previous work, she was at parents.com and all this. So she was able to get these interviews. And and I was like, great, let's put that on Mom Cave. And our first one was Mindy Kaling. It was awesome. So, so if anyone else has any great ideas for video series, get in touch. I'm always looking for stuff.
I need to find the Mindy Kaling one. That's awesome. Yeah. You've won some awards too. You've got a YouTube's Women in Comedy Initiative and Best Comedy Duo and Best Live Series and Best Hosted Series. That's amazing. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's been fun and it's been a lot of work. But making, like, meeting the people and having this whole community online is now the best part about it.
Right. Yeah. I agree. That's been my favorite thing since starting communicating with parents. And I didn't even think I was going to be a parent. I started a lot later in life. So, but it's so important to have a village. And if you can't have one physically, an online village is just as good, in my opinion, to bounce ideas off of and everything else.
It's been great. In some ways, I feel like it's been better. With an online village, in a way, like, you're starting from scratch. You don't know these people. You didn't grow up with them or they're not next door. And I don't know. I think people are able to be a little more open and honest about their struggles as parents.
True.
When it's somebody that's, you know, they're only knowing from the parenting online community and it's not someone they're going to have to run into at the PTA the next day.
And you only see each other from the waist up and you don't have to worry about it. And
You don't have to wear pants. Great.
It's easy. You have a couple of videos that I want to suggest people go watch on the website, which one of them is Porn for Moms, which I've also seen on Instagram. It's great. You guys will love it. Go watch it. Not with your kids around, obviously. I mean, it's not that in depth, but you know. And then you had one that I saw today that was from a married mom to a single mom, which really was touching to me. Because I'm not a single mom, but sometimes I feel like a single mom. You said the same thing. And especially if you are a person that your husband's gone or your partner's gone, or you're a single mom, it's nice to know there are other people out there that are exhausted at the same level.
Yeah, definitely. That was just like a fluke of, I was sitting in my car. My youngest was a baby and she was asleep in the car and I sure as heck wasn't going to wake her up. So I'm sitting in the car and trying to do work and all these things. And I got really flustered and I found myself feeling sorry for myself and being like, I feel like a single mom. My husband's gone all the time. And then I stopped and I was like, no, I'm not a single mom. Mm-hmm. Because even though I feel he's not physically here, we are parenting these kids together. We're sharing the struggles together. And then I started to feel bad for thinking that I was like a single mom. So I made a video saying, feeling like a single mom does not make you one. And we all have to like give props, as they say, to the single moms. Because if I'm struggling with a partner, I can't imagine. And so we just all have to be kind and help each other out.
For sure. Definitely. Ugh. Yeah, so go watch those. Watch all of them, but those were just two that I watched today that I wanted to mention. Okay, so tell me more about Mom Games. I'm going to pivot a little bit there. And I know you just actually finished recording Mom Games.
I just finished one 5 minutes before this. Mm-hmm. So we had been doing a weekly live broadcast called Mom Cave Live for a long time. And that was, and we still do that. And that's like more, it's sort of like this format, you know, a couple of moms talking about stuff. And, but my co-mom in Mom Cave, Dina, she and I were pretty silly and we stay up late and we thought, wouldn't it be fun to like play games, to virtually play games with each other and have everybody online join in. And so every week it's a different game. Whether it's truth or dare, never have I ever, we've done some actual like board games modified for, you know, this format.
Right.
But we play and the people get to play along. And really, it's more about just talking about and laughing and sharing in our parenting mishaps while playing a game. But so we do that every Wednesday night around 8 o'clock. I say around because there could be a kid not going to bed, a husband who needs help with something. You never know. Around 8 o'clock on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, you can find that.
Nice. Yeah. This almost got canceled tonight because this, like I said, is my first time doing it. And my son was like, why are you leaving me right now? You know, I want you to be with me. So you might be able to see the boogers on my shirt from where he wiped his nose, poor baby, but he's having a great time. He's right over there. My husband's over there. My dad's in town. My stepmom's in town. They're partying. They're fine. okay. So I was going to ask you about Dorit Kemsley. But now that you said that Bethany is the one that does all the interviewing, and I know that one was with Bethany, but I'm such a Housewives fan, I couldn't help but ask. Are you? You got to talk to her,
I don't know much about the Housewives at all. And so I was interested to see the episode after Bethany interviewed her. I am not a Housewives non-fan. I just never watched it. So I don't know. I can't give you any dirt. I don't know anything about the Housewives.
That's quite all right. That's fine.
Go watch that episode.
I will. I got sucked into the Housewives by my sister-in-law because Lisa Vanderpump's son looks like my brother, who is married to my sister-in-law. And my sister-in-law was like, look, come look, it's your brother on TV. And then I watched one episode and now I watch every single show, every single episode, and it's actually a problem. So,
well, apparently one of them lives near me and I don't know which one. And I was in the grocery store one day and some woman just started talking to me about random things like on the, you know, conveyor belt, like, oh, is that good? Is that good? And then somehow it came up that she was the sister or the sister-in-law, the housewife, and they live right by me. And I'll have to find this out for you, Jackie. And
yeah, let me know. Give me the deets. Need the hot goss. Okay. And my last question for you is, what do you think made you so funny? Because you are very funny. And if you don't feel like divulging this information, but I think that people that are funny had something that went on that made them that way. Any insights?
That effed us up, screwed us up. Yeah,
exactly. Feel free to cuss if you'd like.
Okay, good. I never know about these things.
Yeah.
I didn't think of myself as funny for most of my life. Mm. And I was very serious. I'm a very good student. I'm a good girl.
Same.
Yeah. I was a ballerina and I went to school to be an actress, but not a comedy actress. You know, this was like, I'm going to do Shakespeare. I'm serious. I'm dramatic. And so at one point in my life, I decided to try the scariest thing ever for me. And that was to do improv. To not have somebody write the lines and have to totally come up with everything myself. And I did that, and it was terrifying every single time. But people started saying it was funny. And then I realized that women can be sexy and funny at the same time. I don't have to be so serious all the time. And and people that knew me really well, just like my husband or my sister, they were like, you're hilarious, but you're so reserved in public. Mm. So I stopped being a good girl.
Amazing.
No. But I don't know, childhood trauma causing funny. I mean, we've all had things. I've definitely had things. But I don't know if that's what made me funny.
But that's a really good point, because I acted, you know, my whole life too. I did theater, like community theater in elementary school. I did theater all through high school and everything too. But improv was always terrifying for me. And after seeing, did you watch the Middleditch and Schwartz Netflix series?
No, what is it?
Middleditch and Schwartz. It's Tom Middleditch and Ben Schwartz, who are actors you'll recognize from other places. Ben Schwartz is from Parks and Rec and some other things, but they do this long form improv thing that is so impressive. Like, it's better than most scripted shows that I've watched. Wow. And it just cracked me up and I loved it. And I was like, you know what? Once this whole COVID thing is over, I might try it out, because you're right. It's important to break out of your comfort zone. And if it's something that you love doing, then why not? You know?
It's really freeing. And it spills over to other parts of your life, because you stop caring so much and actually act and do what's like from your heart. Yeah.
Did you do that in New York then?
I did. I did it at the Upright Citizens Brigade. Yeah, it was the very first improv class I took. I walked in, and of course, I'm like in my 30s at this point. So the improv world is a lot of like 21-year-old guys that drink beer. Right. So I walk in, and not only was I in my 30s, I was pregnant.
Oh, wow.
The best part was my teacher was also pregnant.
Oh, perfect.
So yeah, it was like the two old ladies with big bellies and all these young guys.
All these 21-year-olds who will eventually have big bellies from all the beer drinking, but now they're probably svelte and fine and everything's
For now.
Happy for them. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's really fun. I'm now even more inspired to do it eventually. So I'll put it on. It's on my list. It's on my list. Good. But
I'll hold you accountable. You got to try it.
Okay. Crap. Now I said it out loud. It's on recording. I've got to do it. All right. Well, this was super fast, but I'm trying to keep it short and tight so that we can make it fun and accessible for everybody. But where can we find you on social?
On almost all the socials, we're Mom Cave TV, at Mom Cave TV. On YouTube, it's just Mom Cave. And now the most exciting part is we're on all of these smart TVs. We're on 100 smart TV networks. We have an Amazon Fire app that's a Mom Cave app.
Wow.
And, if you go to Apple TV, Roku, any of those, look for Binge Networks. Mm-hmm. And if you bring up Binge Networks and get that app, we have a Mom Cave channel on that app.
That is amazing. Golly, you're just rocking and rolling over there. That's amazing.
Thank you.
And do you have any other projects going on?
Oh, goodness. My life is always full of many, many projects. Yeah. I don't know. I'm actually looking for some scripts to do and writing and getting other people to join Mom Cave, because now we have all of this time to fill on these channels, and I could use more stuff. So anybody who's listening, if you think you're a funny parent, bring it on.
Send it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jen. It's really awesome to talk to you and like meet you in real life.
I know.
Because we just DM all the time, but it's really nice to meet you. And I hope that somebody emails you and you get this wonderful new creator that joins you from this. And everybody else, don't forget to be kind to your minds and smart with your hearts. And if you have something to tell me, you can slide into my DMs or email me at jackie@kindmindsmarthearts.com.
Thank you, Jackie.
To you soon, Jen.
Thank you.
Bye. The material presented on Kind Minds Smart Hearts podcast and the bonus episodes are not an attempt to practice medicine or give specific medical or mental health advice. The podcast was created to be entertaining and informative and contains examples from the host's lives and experiences, but does not attempt to cover every mental health issue. It should not replace consultation with your doctor or other qualified mental health specialists. If you believe you or another individual is suffering a mental health crisis or other medical emergency, contact your doctor immediately, seek medical attention immediately in an emergency room, or call 911. Thanks.